Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm Janice Mary, and I'm a psychotherapist. I had an amazing spiritual experience about 10 years ago. So since then, I just love to share all that I'm learning and, you know, to try to help you to connect to your soul if that is your path. I'm also happy to announce that these videos have been picked up by Psychic Talk Radio, and so they will be there on Blog Talk Radio, and that is as a podcast or as a video, either one. So I'm very excited about that. And there are many, many shows on the PsychicTalk.net radio station, so check it out. I'm going to post some links in this video so you can see all that people are talking about and doing, and it's really an exciting time. Everybody's sharing their gifts, and people are opening up in such beautiful ways, so I hope you check that out. So today I just wanted to talk a little bit about one of the posts that I did on Facebook, and that post was entitled True. And, you know, it's really just a post about what I know to be true, or what I have come to experience with this blending of my soul and human self. And, you know, it's been such a fascinating journey for me, and I do love to share it, and hope that maybe it awakens something within you and brings you back to your soul, because it really is an amazing experience, and it does change your life in so many great ways. So that post was really based on the song that I had heard. I just thought this was such an interesting story. So, you know, talking about connecting to your soul will guide you and talk to you in many different ways. And, you know, sometimes you'll feel inspirations or guidance in meditation, or just when maybe you're driving or taking a shower. The soul speaks to us all the time. And that's the good news, is that even if you don't feel connected to your soul is always speaking to you. You may not be conscious of it, but the soul is there loving you and speaking to you and guiding you, and you're never alone. I mean, really, you are the consciousness of your soul. You are your soul. So that person that looks in the mirror and says, wow, I can't believe I'm getting older. And, you know, the soul, that energy inside of you feels the same. You know, as we age, it's a really interesting thing that inside we feel the same, and we're like watching our bodies change. And so that kind of is an example of, you know, recognizing that we're much more than this body. If we can observe the body and see the body change over the years, then that means there's something inside observing. And, you know, that's talked about by a lot of spiritual teachers. So it's nothing new, but I just thought I would share that, because it just, when I heard that, I was like, wow, that's really true. So many things that I hear from other spiritual teachers just resonate to me as being really true. And, you know, there have been times, though, where I would doubt, you know, what I'm learning or what I receive from my soul. Is it true? You know, are the things that I talk about really, really true for a fact? And, you know, I guess we don't know fully 100%, but we can resonate with certain teachings, and certain things can feel very, very true to us. So what I write about is true for me, and it may not be true for you, and that's okay. You'll find your own truth when you connect to your soul, and then hopefully you'll be speaking about it, because it's such a beautiful way to live. There are so many people in pain, and I think that's what really pushes me to get out and talk about learning how to blend your consciousness, your spirit, your soul, whatever label you want to give it, into your life, because there are so many people in their minds, in their ego, and in a lot of pain. And this is my small way of trying to help. So what happened with me actually was I had been questioning, okay, you know, everything that I talk about, is it really true? You know, can you give me a sign other than me just feeling that these things are true? And I had just been asking that over and over for like a few days. And then I realized one day I woke up And I was singing this song, True. I believe it's by Spandau Ballet, something like that. I'll post the song too. And it's an old, I think, 80s song. And I'm hearing the song being played in my mind. And I'm singing it as I'm going through my day. I'm singing the song. And the chorus of it is, "This is the sound of my soul. And this is true." And as I was hearing myself say it, I was like, "Oh my God, that's what I was asking, and that's the answer that I got." And it just was so, it freaked me out. I mean, it may be a small thing to some people, but it was a big thing to me. It was such a confirmation of, oh, so everything that I'm talking about and writing about, in my Facebook page is true. It is true for me. This is the sound of my soul. So the sound of my soul talks in this way and thinks about things in this way and writes a certain way, and whether that resonates with you or not is okay, because this is my unique sound of my soul. So yours is going to play out in a much different way, or in the way that your soul will play out for you, whether it's through writing or singing or your job or being a mom, being a parent. However your soul flows through you is unique to everybody. So, but really, I guess the most important thing is that, our soul will speak to us in many, many ways, through other people, through our thoughts, hearing songs. Pay attention to what comes into your mind out of nowhere. Why am I singing this song? I didn't hear it. Why did I wake up hearing this song? And it's just so much fun. So the soul, connecting to your soul brings a lot of magic into your life, and a lot of peace and a lot of just kind of grounding. So you want to try that. You want to ask your soul questions and see the answers that you get. What kind of answers that you get, and what is the form of the answers that you get? Is it through other people, or is it in your mind? Do you just start getting thoughts that come to you? You just have to be a little bit careful that it's not your ego, because your ego sometimes could, kind of sound like your soul. But the catch is with the ego is that the ego is always going to make you feel like you have to do something. Like, oh, I have to learn something, I have to do something. The ego is always wanting to add on more to what you already are. In the soul's presence, in your soul's presence, there's no add-on. You just feel complete, and you feel the sense of happiness. But it's not an ego happiness. It's not because you got something. It's a happiness that comes deep from within. It's a knowing of who you are, and just really feeling good about who you are, feeling your worth, not for what you've been doing, but just for who you are, just for existing. So I just thought that was such an interesting story. So then, I love to find out for some reason why people wrote certain songs. I'd like to know what's behind, like the motivation, how that song came to be. So I did read about how that song True came to be, and it was written by one of the band members, and he fell in love with this girl, and she was a little bit older than him, and she just thought of him as a friend. So he wrote the song for her, so it was a love song. So I just felt like anyone that could write a song like that, that could resonate on such a level, because this song was really popular in the 80s. Some of you might not remember it, but people that are around my age do. And so I knew that the song had to be special, because just the way it resonated with me in the 80s and even now, it's just like one of those songs that kind of is very catchy. So I think what happens is when we're in that soul energy, magic happens. So like songs like magic, songs like that will be created. And so when I was reading about the song, I was like, oh, a love song. So he was probably a little bit in that soul energy when he wrote that song. And he was also thinking of Marvin Gaye, because Marvin Gaye had passed away. So he also wanted it to be somewhat of a tribute to him. So that also didn't surprise me because he was thinking of someone that's past, someone that's in spirit. So he was bringing his thoughts about spirit into the writing of the song. So he was bringing love and spirit into the song. And that made a lot of sense to me because that's that blend of spirit and the human person. And when we blend it and just allow it to flow through us, magic happens. And that was the creation of that song. So much so that they had, when they were recording the song, they shared the recording studio with Duran Duran. And they had a little rivalry going between the two bands. Like they would like kind of like rib each other and do stuff like that. But when Duran Duran heard their song True, when they heard it, they said, this is an amazing song. This is genius. So even somebody who's sort of in ego competition with this band could step out of that competition and acknowledge that something really special happened here. And that's what happens when we connect to the soul. Now that's a big example and a very world confirmation example. And sometimes that doesn't happen. We can create things when we go into our soul that maybe nobody recognizes. You know, you may create a beautiful painting and it'll never end up in a museum, or you may write a book that never gets published. But our soul doesn't want us to diminish that in any way at all. That anytime you write or you do something, you create something, that you take a step back and say, wow, I did that, is worth your recognition from with you and in your soul energy. So it's very cool that we recognize when something really special has happened. You know, if I write a post that just resonates so much with myself, I take a step back and say, wow, that really resonated with me. And that was special. You know, I was really in that soul energy when I wrote that. And I can tell, because I can tell by the words and I can tell by the way it flowed. Need very little editing. I could tell by the wisdom that came through that when I wrote that, I was in really deeply into that soul energy. So bringing ourselves to this energy, to this consciousness, to the spirit within us isn't really that difficult. I wrote another post this morning about just looking out your window. You know, if you just look out your window, you can see so much beauty. And in doing that, it's meditative. So you are kind of going within and looking outside of yourself. So you're bringing that inner consciousness to your outside to have like almost like soul sight, to look at things differently. And you know, things that you just kind of take for granted will come alive right in front of you. So we don't have to go to a museum to see a masterpiece. We can see masterpieces right outside our windows. They're all over. You know, nature in this world is filled with beautiful masterpieces. So we don't have to even travel very far. You know, we take all these exotic vacations when there's so much right outside our door. And we don't recognize that, and we take it for granted a lot because that's our ego keeping us so busy and so distracted that we don't have time to see what's right in front of us. So what the soul does when you go into that energy, when thought slows down and you stop, you can become aware and you can see again. You know, the ego is so consuming that it blocks your sight, and it blocks what you hear, and it blocks things. So as you drop down from your head to your heart, you will notice that you see and hear, feel and touch, and you know that things will change dramatically for you. And you know, that may not sound as ego enticing, like, oh, I'm not going to be making like millions of dollars, but it is such a sense of peace. And it's a beautiful place to be. And from within that energy, you're going to create your life in a different way. And that will bring you a lot of really interesting things to happen in your life. A lot of doors will open for you. And a lot of things that, you know, maybe you wouldn't have realized could happen will happen because you're coming from a place of worth. You're not coming from a place of insecurity anymore. You're coming from a place of knowing that nobody's better than you and nobody's worse than you, that we're all equal, that we're actually all this one soul. And we've kind of split apart, not far, not too far from each other. We live together, but we've split apart so that we could kind of see ourselves, so that we could kind of mirror ourselves and see how our soul, how that energy wants to take shape in this world and what does it want to do. And each of our souls is very different and has different preferences. So that's why each soul creates so differently. But a lot of us aren't giving really our soul energy, this conscious energy, a chance because it's so bogged down by the ego mind thinking and thinking and thinking and kind of gotten so caught up in the rules of this world that we don't connect enough to know, you know, even know our soul, you know, to even give it a chance to flow through us. So, you know, looking out your window and just looking at the trees and letting your thoughts drop away, you'll be able to, you know, just kind of tune into your body. You'll be able to relax. You'll be able to follow your breath. You don't have to do deep breathing. You could just follow your breath, which is much more natural, which I like a little bit better. I always feel like when I'm trying to do deep breathing, I hyperventilate. So for me, I like to just follow my breath. And then after a while, I almost feel like this energy lifts a little bit out of my body. And I can observe my body almost breathing itself. It's a weird feeling, but once you felt it, you know what I mean. It's almost like the body's just breathing and you're kind of observing it from a little bit from a distance. And, you know, that's really going into that energy. And when you just kind of sit in that energy, you feel a lot of different things. You can hear things, you can get inspirations, you can get ideas. You know, wisdom will come to you, your wisdom that's absolutely perfect for you. You know, some of the things that I get for myself may not resonate with me because it's coming from my soul. And although we're all connected, you may have some different preferences in this life. So you really want to connect so that you can be able to allow this energy to come through for you. Just like that band did and that writer did and made that beautiful song. There's been a lot of songs that I've researched and found out that behind the song is usually some kind of spiritual experience or some kind of connection. And it never surprises me that I can recognize those songs because they're usually very songs that just resonate and songs that, you know, usually have a lot of people like them. So that's just one way that we can connect to our soul. You know, listening to music is also another way that relaxes us and helps us not to think. I always tell my clients, listen to music and sing to the song, because when you're singing to the song, then you can't be thinking. So it's a nice way to block that ego mind from continually talking to you, continually having and engaging in those same conversations over and over again. You know, it's a nice, relaxing way. Music has a really good effect on us and naturally brings us into that soul energy too. So that's also a nice way to get into that energy. But meditating, you know, definitely helps. Even just a short meditation, you know, you can just light a candle and look at it for a few minutes and try to feel the energy that lives within you. You know, try to go into the heart of your body, you know, where your soul is, and just try to feel that energy for yourself. I think once you feel it, you'll know what I'm talking about, and you'll start to feel these feelings of worth, and you'll start to feel better, and you'll start to feel a calming down of your nervous system. And that's the most important thing, because our nervous systems are so heightened and overtaxed between our phones and our, you know, TVs and Netflix, and, you know, we're always going, watching, talking. You know, I myself, you know, with my clients, sometimes I have to just put my phone away because I'll get a lot of texts and I always want to answer people and help them, but sometimes you just need a break. You know, you need to just shut everything down and give yourself that time to just settle into your soul a little bit. And you won't regret that. You know, you won't regret that. You'll see how you connect and what comes from that connection. And you'll see that, you know, you can be in your soul energy, in this conscious energy, and still be in your life. And when you do that, you take this presence into your life. And that presence is, you know, a beautiful way to live your life, because then it's almost like the things that you do in life are secondary to the presence. So when you're in the soul presence, that's first, like you feel that first, and then everything that you do is second. It's sort of there, but it's not as important as feeling the presence. And when you take that presence into your life, everything you do, even things that you don't like to do, become much easier because you're not constantly judging and evaluating anything. You're just in the moment of whatever it is that you're doing. So even if it's something that you don't particularly like to do, you just honestly don't mind it so much because being in that presence and that energy is so life-giving and relaxing. So give that a shot. I'm so glad you stopped by. And I will again post those links for the psychictalk.net network and Psychic Talk Radio, you know, all this exciting stuff. And thanks so much for joining me. Take care.